Stephanie Laska. Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. I lost 140 pounds by continuing to enjoy my favorite light beer, tortillas, and chocolate. I believe you can have your sugar-free cake and eat it too. You don't have to be perfect on the keto diet to be successful at losing weight. Your journey on Dirty Lazy Keto, it starts today. Keto diet for high cholesterol. Today's guest is going to help us answer this question. Welcome to the show, Miss Amanda Groh.
Hi.
I hope all of our listeners will show support to Amanda. She might be a little shy at first, but I encourage you to give her a big thumbs up and even say welcome in the comments. That way she'll be super excited and won't be scared to tell us about her weight loss journey. Amanda, can you tell us a little bit about your stats? Like your age, your height, your starting weight, current weight, size, all that good stuff.
Sure. So I just turned 47.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm about 5'3" and a half, maybe 5'4" on a good day. And my current weight is, I'm right about 180 right now. When I started Dirty Lazy Keto, I was around 240 pounds. I fluctuated a lot between 240 and 250. And I've been doing this for just a little bit over a year now. So I've lost about 60 pounds.
Wow, congratulations.
It's 60 amazing.
60 pounds. 60 oh my
pounds.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Can we get more excited about 60 pounds? I mean, did you ever think that was going to happen, you know, at this point in your life?
Never. Weight has been something I've battled my entire life. From the time I was a teenager, I was in high school, I was probably a size 16. By the time I was 18, I was at 250. And I pretty much stayed at 250 for quite a few years. Nothing I did. I might go down to like 220 if I, you know, with Weight Watchers or something, or, but I always seem to bounce right back to that 250 mark, never under 200 at all. In 2009, I guess I was in my 30s, I decided to have weight loss surgery. I had the Roux-en-Y surgery. At that point, I had actually gained quite a bit more weight. I was up to 300. When I had the surgery, my official surgery weight was 298 pounds. And I thought, well, this is it. This is my only way I'm ever going to lose weight is with surgery. And within a year, I had dropped down to 190 pounds. And I was very happy with that. But almost immediately, it came back right back on. Within 2 years of my surgery, I was right back at 250. And I wasn't eating, you know, after surgery, your sizes are so limited in what you can eat. I don't feel like I changed how I was eating after the surgery, but that weight just, it came right back on. I was exercising, I was running, and the weight just came back on. And I just thought, this is it, 250. It's always going to be 250. And maybe just genetically, that is where my body is supposed to be. And I just kind of gave up. I was, you know, I felt like there was nothing else I can do. I tried so many diet programs. I paid for so many diet programs. I had weight loss surgery and, you know, 250. And for years, I bounced between 240 and 250. Until I started Dirty Lazy Keto, and then boom, it just like magically came off, and it's amazing.
Well, before we transition to that, I want to ask you, I have your before and after picture here, my friend Amanda. Tell me a little bit about this picture. Where were you at in this part of your life?
So people on YouTube
can see.
Yeah, the before picture was actually taken on my 45th birthday. So 2 birthdays ago, my entire family had come down. I live in Orlando. We had done a Disney trip, kind of family reunion type thing. My mom bought me that outfit for my birthday. I thought I looked super cute.
You do look super cute.
And my brother had taken a picture of me. I was actually walking. I cut it out of the picture. My niece and nephew were next to me. And I was just like floored. I was like, wait a minute. I don't feel like I look that heavy. Like, I look really, really heavy in that picture. And like that whole day, I just kept thinking, oh, my outfit's super cute and I look really good. And then I saw that picture and I was horrified. So I kind of, you know, another year after that picture was taken, nothing really changed. I stayed pretty much the same weight. I, you know, back and forth within a 10 to 15 pound range. You know, I dropped down a little, I go right back up. And then right before my 46th birthday, you know, I was talking to my husband and I'm like, something's really got to give. You know, I'm extremely overweight. My husband is extremely overweight. And then my son, my teenage son, he started having weight problems also. And that's when I really started getting worried. And we started working with doctors for him. And it's just like nothing was working. Every time I would take him back to the doctors to do a weight check and he would be up and they would be like, well, you need to eat this way or you need to eat that way. And we would make all these big sweeping changes and he would still gain weight. And it just felt like nothing was working.
It's so frustrating. And I'm so thankful that you're being open about the weight loss surgery and about how your family was struggling in their own different ways. I mean, was this a family affair then that got you started with Dirty Lazy Keto?
It was. We went in 100% as a family. Myself, my husband, my teenage son. It was a few weeks before he turned 16. So he just turned 17. Our birthdays are 5 days apart. So he just turned 17. And we had watched a documentary on like kind of like the truth about fat. And I was floored because it just went against everything I had been taught. I'm actually, I went to school for practical nursing. I'm an LPN. And, you know, we were even taught the importance of a low fat diet and those healthy whole grains and having a, you know, a diet full of those whole grains. And so learning like about fat and, you know, what carbs do to your body, it was just kind of like, it was hard to acknowledge that this way of eating, the Dirty Lazy Keto way, works. Because
it was hard. Yeah. Cause you've been taught totally different your whole life and you're in the medical profession.
Exactly.
And your doctors told you one thing and it's like, okay, wait, what?
Yeah. And so my teenage son, he had his cholesterol, not his cholesterol, his triglycerides were extremely high. They were like in the 400s. And he sees a specialist who, a lipidologist, and we work with dietitians and everything was, you know, just eat this way. And eventually he's going to have to be on some pretty strong medicines because it's clearly genetic. His cholesterol, his good and bad cholesterol numbers were really good. It's just his triglycerides were extremely high. So he's been taking like fish oil and stuff like that. And so before starting Dirty Lazy Keto, he was running at about the high 300s, low 400s for his triglycerides. And he had them checked in June of this year. So this first time having them checked since starting this way of eating, and they were 88. Yeah.
88?
88. Here I'm being told that this is his high triglycerides were genetic and he will eventually have to be put on some, you know, strong prescription medicine.
Right.
And they were 88. But I just wanted to share pictures of my son. I don't usually share these because, you know, he's a teenager and I don't put things like this on Facebook. But here's a, he does a lot of local theater. So here's him, about 225, 30 pounds. This was for a role that he did in the play The Outsiders. And then this is about a year later. This is another role he did for a local production of a fringe festival.
Goodness. He is practically unrecognizable in those two photos. If it wasn't for the hair.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
Wow.
Side by side. And then just because I love my son and I like showing off this picture. This is him. He went to a wedding a couple weeks ago.
And so how much weight did he lose? I know that wasn't his goal.
He lost about 60 pounds. 60 he went pounds. From about 230 to 170, and he lost it fast because he's a wow. very active kid, which is like another reason we couldn't understand why he was gaining so much weight. He was doing soccer several times a week, and he does parkour, so he's constantly active. So he lost about 60 pounds. He lost it in about 7 to 8 months, and he's been maintaining it for about 5 months now.
And that is fantastic.
Yeah, he's
congratulations.
He looks amazing. His blood work is phenomenal. Like I just talked about, those triglycerides had gone down. And I think that was the most important thing on our journey is we did it as a family. They didn't really have a choice, actually, if I'm being honest. I do all the shopping and all the cooking. And so I just kind of like, I talked to
You're
my
like,
husband.
Like, this is what we're having to eat already. Y'all are hungry.
And all of a sudden, you know, there's no more pasta dinners or, yeah. you know, no more bread in the house. So,
hey, but, that works. It works, right?
It does. But, and my husband, he's type 2 diabetes. And his A1C dropped from being like almost like, he ranged from like 6.8 to 7.4, depending on, you know, when he was tested. And now he's running in the low fives. And
wow.
Yeah. This is like 1 year. He's lost about 50 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So he's been taken off.
And he was not like a willing participant, right? I think I've read that in comments you've made online. It wasn't like he was woke up one day and said, I'm going to start Dirty Lazy Keto. He just kind of fell into it.
Well, because I did all the cooking and it was just kind of like, yeah, you know, this is how we're eating now.
Sure. And, he was like, okay, well, I guess I'm on board.
All benefited. His medications, he's gone off several of his diabetic medications and his wow. insulin has dropped tremendously. And so his doctor keeps telling him, you know, the less insulin he takes, the easier the weight will come off. So we kind of think that's why his weight loss has been so much slower, is that he's still on insulin, but I mean, he's cut it. It's less than half than it was.
Wow.
So
that is dramatic and amazing. I mean, yeah. It's funny how, you know, a lot of people, they're attracted to Dirty Lazy Keto at first because they want to be all cute in their skinny jeans and get a size smaller dress or pants. But really what I hear in your voice, Amanda, is that you're so excited about the health benefits. You're talking about triglycerides and cholesterol yeah. and A1Cs and insulin and your energy levels. I mean, this is big.
It's huge. And that's where I'm at. It's the health reasons is why we're doing it. I've kind of accepted I'm never going to be one of those skinny people in those tiny, you know, tight jeans. And my goal all along was 175. I'd be so happy. And I realized for a lot of people, that's their starting weight. And, you know, here I am, I just, you know, that's my ultimate goal. And I'm like 5 pounds from that right now. And I feel very confident and happy with how I look right this minute, that if I never lose another pound, I would be okay with that. 180 seems to agree with me 100%. I'm in the smallest size that I've ever worn as an adult. My shirt is a large and my pants I have on right now are a size 12, which is really, really crazy because, you know, just a year ago I was wearing 22s. So.
Well, I can see how happy you are. I mean, you just feel joyful and relieved almost. Like I can see it in your face. It's almost like you don't believe it though. I can kind of see you're a little bit like, is this really happening?
It is. It's very hard to comprehend because sometimes when I look at myself in the mirror, I still see somebody who's 250 pounds. And when I go shopping, my first instinct is to go right to the plus size clothing. And I'm not plus sized anymore. I mean, I'm really not. And when I buy clothing, my instinct is to buy something that I think will fit. So I went and bought a pair of pants right before my birthday, the pants that I'm wearing in that after photo. And I'm like, well, I bought a size large a couple of weeks ago. So I think I'm about a 14. So I bought the 14s. I got them home and I tried them on and I took that picture because I'm so, they were like fit. And as I wore them, I'm like, wait a minute, these are a little baggy. These, you know, could I possibly be a size smaller? And it was so hard to comprehend. And I went back and I bought the size 12 and tried them on and they fit. And I didn't have to suck in or anything like that to button them. And then, so in my head, I'm like, it's the brand. The brand runs big. So I go to another store, an outlet store that sells a bunch of different styles and stuff. And I grabbed three size 12s, but I also grabbed the 14s because I was like, these 12s aren't going to fit. And, you know, maybe the 14s will. All three size 12s did. All three different brands. So I took them home. You know, I was so excited. And I left the tags on. And I pulled out a pair that I hadn't taken the tags off the other day. And I was like, these aren't going to fit. I had tried them on, brought them home knowing they fit, but still I could not comprehend that the smaller size was going to fit. And they did, mm-hmm. and they do, and they look good. So
it's a process, right? Is what you're saying, that, you know, just because our shapes on the outside change and our cholesterol levels change and our A1Cs and insulin and all that good stuff is changing, there's still a lot of work to be done on the inside.
Definitely a lot of work to do on the inside. You know, it's still hard for, like, my husband's like, well, you're looking real curvy today. And I'm like, yeah, I don't see it. And my mom tells me I look tiny, which just blows my mind. You know, she's like, you look so tiny. And I'm like,
you know, what do I do with that? Is that good, bad? I don't know. I mean, it's a weird thing when people give you compliments.
And
it's hard to know what to do with it.
Has described me in my entire life. I've never been called tiny. And that's what she tells me now. So, and even my son, you know, he's like, you're so little.
You're all what? Say what?
So, I mean, I'm shorter than he is by a lot, but.
Well, I'm sure a lot of our watchers and listeners have a ton of questions. So I'm hoping that they will be brave enough to write them in the comments, because I know Amanda is so kind. She's going to answer them for you. But I can already anticipate a lot of our viewers and listeners are going to go, okay, Amanda, how did you do it? What Dirty Lazy Keto resources did you use? You know, tell me what to do. Like, give me some specific advice.
Well, the first thing I did was I joined the Facebook community. That was huge. When I told my aunt that we were looking at changing the way we eat, and she's like, oh, well, I just got this book, Dirty Lazy Keto. You're going to love it. She's got an online community. So she was the one who brought me in and kind of introduced me to the lifestyle. So my aunt, who's probably watching this, you know, my aunt, Johnny.
Hi, aunt.
She's
Thank you, aunt.
She started in your Facebook community and brought me in. And there was just so much information. So I started right before my birthday. So my mom had gotten me one of your cookbooks. So there's great recipes in there that kind of helped me learn how to cook without carbs, which I will say the one thing I miss about carbs is how easy it was to make a carb-filled dinner, like, you know, to just whip up spaghetti and stuff. But now I pretty much just cook from scratch, pretty much entirely. No more processed foods, no more packaged foods, usually just meat and vegetables for lunch and dinner. I do eat eggs every morning for breakfast. That's my breakfast. I love an egg. I scramble it. I cook it with a tablespoon of butter and a slice of cheese and some everything bagel.
Perfect.
And that's what I eat just about 6 days a week for breakfast. I love my scrambled eggs in the morning.
And there's nothing wrong with repeating stuff. I'm always surprised when people think they have to be creative and eat all these fancy stuff. And I'm like, girl, just find what works for you and keep doing it, right?
I will say we eat pretty much the same thing. Like when I go to the grocery store, I tend to buy like the same grocery list. I don't deviate from it. And, you know, I mix it up and we try different things. Sometimes the recipes are good. Sometimes, you know, they don't work out so well. But we just eat a lot of meat, protein, and vegetables.
You just keep it simple. I mean,
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, we
clearly it's working. I mean, you've got the cholesterol angle licked mm-hmm. and the triglycerides and the A1Cs and everything is just working for you.
And
so I have to ask then, Amanda, what did I forget to ask you? I feel like you've covered it all. I must have forgotten something.
The only thing I can think of is that we're not perfect. We don't, you know, we we don't cheat per se, but like for my birthday, I wanted a slice of pizza and we went out and we got a pizza and a Greek salad. And that was our dinner that night. We do eat the keto treats. You know, I'm addicted to a certain peanut butter cup, I will admit to, but they're, you know, they're the keto treats. And you know, there's a couple other products that we kind of like, the ice cream. We do have that, and sugar-free Jell-O is like my ultimate yum. And so we do have some sugar-free Jell-O a couple of times a week, but I buy the little cups that are pre-made. I don't use the packaging. Like, I try to stay away from a couple ingredients, and maltodextrin is one of those. We just buy the prepackaged cups, and that's, you know, we have those for dessert with a little whipped cream. And so, you know, that's just the one thing I'd like to get across is you don't have to be perfect, and it still works.
And it still works.
Pretty
amazing.
That's
the genius of it all.
Yes.
Well, listeners, if you enjoyed hearing about Amanda's journey and just learning more about dirty keto weight loss results in general, be ready for more interviews, because I'm going to link up another success story right after this, so you can just binge watch and keep yourself motivated, because it helps, I think. Amanda, I just want to say thank you to you for inspiring us to learn more about the keto diet, and specifically with regard to weight loss surgery and cholesterol and diabetes type 2. You know, being part of a family that's doing this, that is amazing. So yes. Listeners, no matter what obstacles you are facing, know that you can too lose weight on dirty, lazy keto. Just like Amanda showed you, transformation is possible. And let's give her a huge round of applause, everybody. You like that? Yay, Amanda. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank
we are
you.
So proud of you. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that about wraps it up, folks. Thanks so much for listening and for being part of the Dirty Lazy Keto community. I'm here to support you. I am here to help. Would you like to be notified when a new episode drops? Sign up for my free newsletter so we can keep in touch. Enter your email at dirtylazyketo.com and I'll just send you quick notifications when something new is going on. My newsletters are free, of course, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Did you enjoy today's podcast? Do me a favor, tell a friend. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. I believe in you, my friend. I know you can do this. See you next week, keto superstars.